Country Pop FM.
The cowbell calls everyone, not only cows, but everyone, to the Bob Almanac. It's been proven that the Bob Almanac is very popular amongst the bovines. I don't know if you knew that.
4 out of 5 bovines recommend the Almanac to their friends.
Equines, not so much, but the bovines, they can't get enough of it. Huh. They produce more milk when listening to the Almanac. Higher volume and more butter and milk fat, which makes it tastier.
It is.
Today is Almanac. Neil is back in studio today, Monday, June 4th, 155th day of the year, 210 left, 1896. Henry Ford took a test drive in his first automobile design. He was going to call it the F-150, but instead he called it the quadricycle.
The F-150 would come back into play later on.
He opted for quadricycle. If you've ever seen his first automobile, it looks like a four-wheel bicycle with a little motor, a little combustion engine on it. So that was this date, 1896. He steered with a rudder, too. I think if I remember the picture of this, it was more of a rudder type steering, more of a lever. You know, those like those old three-wheel golf carts.
Right.
Or it was more of a lever and not a steering wheel. 1927 with Cheetah, Jane, and Boy cheering on.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Weissmuller set swim records in the 100 and 200-yard freestyle.
What year was that?
1927 for Johnny Weissmuller. He could swim up a storm.
He could.
1937, one of the first grocery store shopping carts introduced. You know, before, you just had to kind of, you'd take your whole family grocery shopping because you didn't have a cart. So everybody would just hold on to a couple of items. So if you had a big family like the Waltons,
right,
they would always go to the grocery store. They'd go down Walton Mountain. They'd go to the town. They'd go to the store. And everybody would be there and everybody would grab a couple of items. Sue Ellen would always get a candy bar. 1937, but Piggly Wiggly in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, credited with the invention of shopping carts. Sylvan Goldman is the man who came up with this. And have you seen some of the new shopping carts now? They're plastic and how smooth they ride. I was just in Target the other day, Neil.
Yeah.
And I was pushing a cart from Target. And the thing was so smooth. I mean, it's like it's riding on air.
Wow.
These new ones now, the day of the shaky little wheel.
Right.
And the wheel.
So annoying, and I always seem to get that cart.
The wheel, it doesn't happen anymore because of advancements in science and various other developments in grocery cart technology. But 1937 was the first time. That kind of took a long time. I would have figured somebody would come up with that sooner.
Right.
The 1937. 1940, have you heard of The Miracle of Dunkirk? There was a movie just in the last year called Dunkirk.
Right.
It was about this event that happened this date, 1940, where the British completed the Miracle of Dunkirk, which was an evacuation of 338,000 Allied troops from France via a flotilla of over 800 vessels, including Royal Navy destroyers, merchant marine boats, fishing boats, pleasure craft, and even lifeboats. They got them all out of there.
Mm-hmm.
1940 from France. And of course, then later on in 1944, we'd come back to France.
Yes, we would.
On D-Day, just D-Day. A couple of days later from today. It's November. Oh, today is June 4th.
June 6th. Wednesday
of this week. We'll probably have a mention of that.
I would think.
Here on the Bob Almanac. Also, keep it right here because we're going to have an Almanac quiz.
Oh, that's right. Pay attention.
For Moondance Jammin' Country tickets. This is for the country show, right? That we're giving the tickets away?
Yep, just a couple of weeks out.
Okay. Also, this date, 1940, we're talking World War II.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields. And in the streets, we shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if...
The famous never surrender speech. Oh,
so good.
From Winston Churchill.
We shall fight in the hills.
They're going to fight anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
1940. It sounds like Mad Dog Vachon.
He does a little bit. He'd go anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. You name
Janitor's
the venue.
Janitor's closet, back hall of the arena, in the locker room. It just didn't matter.
He was a street brawler.
1940. Do you remember this song?
While Gotham City sleeps, Batman's grandmother is being kidnapped by the arch criminal known as
the Green Beret.
Commissioner Gordon dials
Dickie Goodman. He used to do these songs where he would take parts of other songs and kind of tell a story.
I love those.
This is called Batman and His Grandmother.
I remember it.
It hit hit number 70 on this date, 1966. Batman was all the rage.
Yes.
At this time in 66. A couple of years later, Don Drysdale. You know, 1968 was the year of the pitcher. We hear a lot about Gibson. We hear a lot about Denny McClain. But we forget about Don Drysdale sometimes, that he did his accomplishment of 58 and two-thirds scoreless innings that same year.
That's impressive.
1968, and on this date, he pitched his sixth straight shutout on his way to 58 and two-thirds innings.
How ridiculous is that?
Of scoreless ball. And you know who broke it later on?
I don't.
In 1988, Oral Hershiser.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
who also was with the Dodgers.
Yep.
And, of course, they went on to beat the A's in the World Series that year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe what I just saw.
Yes.
That was 68. Kirk 74, Gibson. Another baseball reference here. Cleveland Indians, I think their heart was in the right place. It just didn't turn out really well. It's almost like the White Sox and Disco Demolition Night. This thing got out of hand at Cleveland Municipal Stadium. They had 10-cent beer night.
Oh.
And even in 74, that's a deal that's too good to refuse.
That's 10 beers for a dollar.
So due to drunken, unruly fans, the Indians had to forfeit the game.
Yeah, I remember.
The game was in progress, too.
Yes.
And it had gotten to the late in innings.
And it got out of hand.
Just got so out of hand, they had to forfeit the game.
Yeah.
That was back in 74. How about 82?
Now it's $10 beer night.
Yeah, and that's a deal.
That's
a deal when it's $10.
Cents.
Yeah, that's we're going to see. Are there $10 beers yet at Target Field?
Oh, yes.
There are already 10. Some of the craft brews?
$9, $10, $11, yeah. Count on it.
You can't sneak in your own anymore either with those metal detectors.
It's more difficult.
Sean! Sean!
At the end of the universe lies the beginning of vengeance. Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan. Oh.
The Wrath of Khan was released this date,
oh.
1982.
So good.
A lot of people refer to that as the best of the Star Trek movies, and they needed a good one because the first one was a dog.
Right.
First one wasn't very good, Star Trek the Motion Picture, so what do? You bring back an old storyline from the old TV series.
And it worked.
And you bring back Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, he was...
rich Corinthian leather, Montalban.
He was a nasty, really a good bad guy, if that makes sense.
Admiral. 1984, the first time in 32 years on this date, Arnold Palmer failed to make the cut at the U.S. Open. He had gone 32 years straight of making the cut. 84, he didn't make the cut. He was starting to falter a little
decline
bit as far as his pro golfing career.
Yep.
That was in 84. In the news, this date in 89.
On the streets leading down to the main road to Tiananmen Square, furious people stared in disbelief at the glow in the sky, listening to the sound of shots.
This was the Tiananmen Square massacre this day. Chinese troops were trying to clear the square, and they shot. Death toll nearly 1,000 people.
Wow.
Yikes. I can still remember, obviously, the picture of the guy standing in front of the tank.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the most vivid of the images
iconic
that
image
came from that particular event, 1989. In 1992, this date, we like the younger Elvis over the older Elvis, apparently. The U.S. Postal Service announced that people preferred the younger Elvis. They didn't like the heavier, multi-chinned Elvis in the jumpsuit. They liked him more in the leather jacket.
Yeah.
So they went younger Elvis in the stamp design via the national vote. 1992. Are you a young Elvis guy or old Elvis or just all Elvis? I could take Elvis in any. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I like Elvis pretty much through and through.
Birthday time.
Let's do it right now. No excuses.
Ruth Westenheimer, Neil, has a message for you personally.
Yeah. Let's do it right now. No excuses.
Yeah. Dr. Ruth is 90 today. The famous sex therapist had her own show. She appeared on Letterman. Her Letterman appearances were
epic.
Downright epic. And she was just so adorable. She was adorable. Was she even 4 feet tall?
I don't know. Not much.
She was not very tall. She's short. She's 90 today, still going strong.
That's awesome.
And quite active in that area, too, from what I understand.
Well,
Bruce Dern is 82. You know him from a lot of your Western movies, Neil.
Oh, so good. Yeah, he was a great bad guy. Again, if that makes sense, he played that role to a T. Many, many, many episodes of Gunsmoke. You know, he killed John Wayne in The Cowboys.
Not many people did that.
No, not many people did that. Then he showed up in Hateful Eight and Django Unchained, a couple of these bloody Quentin Tarantino movies. He's been in so many. And his kids are actors.
Laura Dern, right?
Yeah, and I think he has another
There's another one. Yeah. 82 for him. Mama Cass didn't let her sing too often, but when she did, she sang like this.
This was good.
Michelle Phillips, 74 today, did some acting as well. She's on an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation. I remember that. Knott's Landing, among others. She is 74 today. Parker Stevenson, Hardy Boys. Sean Cassidy, Parker Stevenson,
Frank and Joe Hardy.
Pamela Sue Martin,
the Hollywood Phantom,
played Nancy Drew, Parker Stevenson. Teenage girls had to be going crazy for Sean Cassidy and Parker Stevenson at that point. Had to be very highly rated amongst that demographic.
Yep.
In the 70s,
that was
Parker,
a smart move.
Parker Stevenson. And didn't he marry Laura Ingalls, Melissa Gilbert?
Yeah, but I thought he was married to Kirstie Alley.
Yeah, I'm thinking of somebody else. You might want to look that up.
I think it was Kirstie Alley.
Parker Stevenson, 66. Tony Pena, the catcher, who had that weird first one I can remember where he'd be on his knee. He wouldn't be crouching. He'd be on one knee, and then his other leg would be stretched way out. It's like his right leg. Tony Pena is 61.
Great guy. Oh, to the beat of the rhythm of the night.
He's not a DeBarge, he's the DeBarge.
Oh, wow.
L. DeBarge from the group DeBarge. 57 on our birthday list today. From SNL, Horatio Sanz.
I don't care what your mama says, Christmas time is near. I don't care what your daddy says, Christmas time is near.
Kind of a heavy set guy. You always have to have at least one heavy set guy on the Saturday Night Live cast.
Sure.
Somebody's got to play the fat roles. Horatio Sanz is 49. Noah Wiley, remember the ER program?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He was one of the doctors on ER. He had a long stretch on there, longer than George Clooney did. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
Noah Wiley is 47. Russell Brand, he's a Brit.
I will say, if you do get back with Miss Marshall, handle with care because, you know,
he's the one that was with Katy Perry for a while. They were quite an it couple. Russell Brand from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Get him to the Greek, please. 43. Angelina Jolie, also 43 today. Laura Croft, Tomb Raider. Mr. and Mrs. Smith is a good movie.
Yep.
Salt is very good. I always thought Maleficent, that was a good one, too. That's isn't that about the Wicked Witch?
Yes.
From the Snow White story?
Yes, yeah.
Maleficent. What other... What's your favorite Angelina Jolie movie? Do you have one?
No, I don't. Wasn't she in one of those Gone in 60 Seconds?
Could have been.
She was in that, too.
43 for her.
Hello. I am Oswald Cobblepot.
You might know him better as the Penguin.
Yes.
Robin Lord Taylor, who plays Oswald Cobblepot, a.k.a. the Penguin, on the TV show Gotham.
What a great name.
Is 40 today, and he's got the limp down and the nose to play the Penguin as well. You can't play the Penguin without the nose.
No.
And he's 40, the big 4-0. Neil, you're back, gone but not forgotten.
Let's check out a few. Britain's King George the Trey, as we like to call him. Says here the third, but I think his friends called him Trey.
He was the one that was taxing us without representation.
Yes.
We got angry.
He was the bad guy. He was in power in England during the Revolutionary War, 1738. Journalist Charles Collingwood was born on this day, 1917.
And here he is reporting. We mentioned D-Day.
We are on the beach today on D-Day. We've just come in. We caught a ride in a small boat which came in from our LST loaded with 1,000 pounds of TNT. Half a ton of high explosive on this beach, which is still under considerable enemy gunfire.
How about that? Reporting from D-Day, from the beach.
I had no idea we had people reporting from the front lines like that. That was good. That is Charles Collingwood, who was born on this day, 1917. He was a CBS News correspondent from World War II through the Vietnam War as well. Emmy Award-winning actor Dennis Weaver. He was many different roles. Chester on Gunsmoke. Then he was MacLeod in MacLeod. And he's also the patriarch of Gentle Ben's family.
Yeah.
Or the family on Gentle Ben,
I should say. At that point in time, why was every bear named Ben?
I don't know.
Yeah, Gentle Ben, and then the bear on Grizzly Adams was Ben.
Ben, yeah. Ben the Bear. I don't know. Maybe it just fit too well together.
All bears just answer to the name Ben.
Dennis, there you go.
Tony Danza.
That's right. He won his Emmy as Chester, speaking of a limp, on Gunsmoke in the early black and white shows with James Arness. Dennis Weaver, 1924. Country singer Freddie Fender. He gave us Wasted Days and Wasted Nights and others. He was born on this day, 1937. 8 years later, 1945, singer Gordon Waller. Remember this duo?
Sometimes we'll cry.
If any group rode the coattails of the Beatles more, I'd like to see one.
They just sound so much like them, of course.
I think Paul McCartney wrote a bunch of songs for him. This was Buddy Holly, though. This is a Buddy Holly song they did.
It was Peter and Gordon.
The day.
And this is Gordon Waller's birthday. He was born on this day, 1945. They're all gone, but not forgotten. Fact check, Parker Stevenson was married to Kirstie Alley.
Who was married to Melissa Gilbert then? It was somebody like that.
Maybe it was Sean Cassidy.
Handsome, kind of dashing individual. One of those guys, one of those actors.
No. We'll have to save that for another day.
You can't check that either?
I can. Melissa Gilbert?
Yes,
Melissa Gilbert. I'll work on that. Well, you tell people about the Almanac quiz. I'll look that up.
All right.
There, a virtual Neil made an appearance.
In case, if at any point in time during the Almanac you fail to fulfill your duties, I always have.
Timothy Busfield.
Timothy Busfield was married to Melissa Gilbert?
Bruce Boxleitner.
That's who it was. Bruce Boxleitner was the one I was thinking of.
Bo Brinkman.
All great actors.
Yeah.
She and all Mary, great actors.
Three times.
All right. So here is your Almanac trivia. Who is Parker Stevenson? Are they still married? The person you mentioned? Don't say their name again.
Mm-mm.
They're not married anymore. Okay. We mentioned who Parker Stevenson was married to. Formerly of the Cheers cast.
Uh-huh.
First one to call in and answer that answer and question correctly. If you have the right answer, we're going to give you Moondance, Jam, and Country. You need to come and pick these up, too. We're not mailing these out. We're not going mail on this. You must pick them up. It says right here, must pick up.
Wow.
In yellow, bold type face highlighting.
Well, you got several weeks to do it.
Right. Because it's June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. See Joe Diffie, Gary Allen, and others. Mm-hmm. 763-450-0100. Parker Stevenson. Who was he married to? From the Cheers cast, the barmaid. Actually, was the manager for Cheers. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Freddie Fender's birthday today. 1937 for El Bebop Kid, as they used to call him. Named after his guitar. Freddie Fender, you lose a good thing, baby. Bob FM.